Los Angeles is the murder capital of the country, and the mayor says his top priority is making the city safer. To get there, he wants to hire more than 700 new police officers to patrol the streets. Paying for them is another question, NPR's Mandalito Barco reports.
Police Chief William Bratton calls Los Angeles the most under-policed big city in America. It deploys one full-time officer for every 404 residents. Compare that to New York, which has one officer for every 220 residents. Even Chicago, Houston, and Philadelphia have better ratios.
To have a similar size force to New York, we'd need 18,000 officers. We have 9,000.
Bratton used to head up New York City's police department. Now he hopes the Los Angeles City Council approves a plan for more LAPD officers. He made his case to the council's budget committee, pointing out that last year there were 658 murders in Los Angeles, many of them gang-related.
We have the ability to significantly control the homicide rate. We did it in New York. We can do it here. You put enough cops out there, you get them focused correctly, you can, in fact, control and deal with that.
The amount of violent crime in L.A. went down in the mid-1990s, he says, when there were more cops. But over the past 4 years, 2,000 officers either retired or quit, and the LAPD had a hard time recruiting. Bratton blames his predecessor and police scandals for rattling the department and scaring people away. Now, he says, morale is beginning to turn around, and the police academy is filled with would-be officers. Also, Bratton has begun reassigning supervisors and detectives out of their desk jobs and into patrol cars.
Okay, roll call. Lieutenant Ryan's watch commander. On cycle Lincoln 2 is going to be Rodriguez.
Sir.
Cycle 4, Wong.
Sir.
Debs?
Sir.
We got the scene of lead officers.
During the morning roll call briefing at the Hollenbeck Police Precinct in the Boyle Heights neighborhood, officers talk about how difficult it is to keep the peace when there are so few of them. With one officer for every 1,026 residents, this mostly Latino area just east of downtown is particularly underserved. There are 29 gangs here, many known to defend their turf with drive-by shootings. Officers Karen Stanwyck and Vince Rodriguez say responding to each incident can take all they have.
Give you an example. We have a shooting. We have three victims down. One's in critical condition. We have to maintain that crime scene. We have to stop people from getting in, getting out. That takes up about four units. Then you have another unit that has to go to one hospital with one victim, another unit to another hospital. That leaves nobody left to handle calls for service to the rest of the community.
So then what happens is we have other divisions that have to come into our division to handle radio calls. And what happens then is that division falls apart because their officers are over here handling our calls.
This is the sort of thing that angers people who live in Boyle Heights. On Cesar Chavez Avenue, a main thoroughfare with stores, restaurants, and strolling mariachi bands, Tina Aguila says she and her neighbors are frustrated that the police don't arrive promptly after calls to 911.
Right there, like on the block, there was a shooting, like, what was it, 2 weeks ago. And we called and they never came. And they come after, like, few hours.
Even some gang members here say they could use more police patrolling the streets as a deterrent. But others say instead of hiring more cops, the city should fund more programs to keep young people out of trouble. 20-year-old Steve Rodriguez, who works at a hospital in the neighborhood, says having more police on the streets might reduce crime, but it also might mean more people like him getting stopped because of the way they look.
As myself, being Hispanic and being bald, I get harassed all the time. Like, last time they confused me for like a suspect. You know, they just pulled me over, said it looked like a criminal they're looking for, but there wasn't anything.
How to pay for more police in L.A. is the big question. The city budget already has a projected deficit for next year of about $200 million. Mayor James Hahn's plan to hire more police involves hiking up admission to the city zoo and charging a fee for trash collection. City Council member Nate Holden says this is unacceptable.
Every time we turn around, they put another fee on. And it's squeezing the poor guy to death, especially the senior citizens who are on a fixed income. They can't take anymore. They can't spend anymore. Find another way.
The City Council is expected to vote on this year's budget in mid-May. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.